I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. On the south side of Chicago, man who's not yet grown went out for a ride, but the car was not his own. Well, he did not see the stop sign or the boy on his skateboard, and now he's lying broken on the ground. Nobody around, he could've drove away, but he pulled on over to the curb and he ran out where he lay. Used his hoodie for a pillow, said, little man, you're gonna be okay. And he waited for the ambulance to come. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Tender was the night down in the Tenderloin, in an alley off O'Farrell Street, in the neon glow. But she finally caught that dragon a mile from Chinatown. She took her wings and eased her body down. She gave a little shudder, but no pain, she felt no pain. She knew that she was back on home in Morgantown again. She could smell the lady's slippers and the wild thimbleweeds. Mama, I was just mad, I never meant to leave. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Laying roof in Texas, it's the job for someone younger, and so is catching fastballs from your grandson in the summer. But there you are saying, come on kid, let me feel that hummer, with your back and hips and knees on fire. And he said, come on grandpa, when you gonna let me throw a curve? And you're looking back at him in the sun, and you feel your heart is bursting. Let me keep him from himself and those that mean to hurt him, if that be your will, oh Lord. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. There off the interstate in Northwest Ohio, in the amber waves of grain and the assemblies of crows, there rose the two twin spires rise beside a golden dome, the Islamic mosque of Greater Toledo. I was flying down the highway when it caught my eye. I was sipping red cream soda, I was listening to Johnny Prine, and I saw that golden dome against a pink and purple sky. I was singing, don't let your baby down. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not fear the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again.
When do each of you feel most in your element personally, when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I think for me, what I'm hooked on is the communion aspect of live music performance. I think there are just so few avenues in our modern world where we can be open and emotionally vulnerable and all together, and people from all different, you know, walks of life and backgrounds and orientations and belief systems and political views and all that stuff, where you can all be together and just feeling things together, being human together. And I think that's as close to kind of divinity or holiness, that if that feels very sacred to me. And I've never had an interest in being like a solo artist. I love the communication on stage with other musicians and being just listening and responding and taking a new direction you wouldn't take on your own because of something someone else is singing or playing. And I love that. I'm really, like today we had this glorious workshop with Irish Mithen and with Tal National and the Hamiltones. We had never heard them before, just amazing band from North Carolina. And none of us had, you know, Irish, and we'd met Irish last summer at the festivals, but none of us knew each other's music, and then we're all playing together, and it's a beautiful communion. That's what it feels like to me, and I love it. So that's what I'm hooked on the most. I love writing too, of course, but that's where I feel the most euphoric and the least, you know, not worrying about you talk about trying to be in the present. That's when I feel the most present. So
I agree with everything that my wife and musical partner just said, and also I do think that there's something very special in, there's a certain moment in the writing process with when you're working on a new song with your tribe of musicians, and there's always a little click lightning moment where you realize, oh, this is, now it's a song. And yeah, that kind of, it's a micro version of what she's talking about, playing with it, but with these people who you're very close with and who you have so much trust in, you know, when you have that little mind hive moment where, oh, you just realize that, oh, you just turned a corner and now it's a thing. You've created something, and you've created it with these people you love. That's a really, that's a feeling that I know kind of always pulls me back. You know, that like whenever you think about the things that are less wonderful about this job, like the travel, some of the, you know,
relative poverty,
you know,
those little annoying things,
the lack of liquid assets, those are the moments that always sort of pull you back and remind you, like, oh yeah, that's why I do this. So and they happen a lot, so yeah, it's great.
Well, the workshops are definitely a special part of this festival, and we're still pretty early on in the weekend here, but have you had a chance to catch any performances that really moved you?
This was our first day here, so we got in too late last night to enjoy the music, but we have all day today and tomorrow, so we're really, really looking forward to
lots of great things,
exploring and discovering new stuff.
And you know, and the one we were in this morning, I mean, we got up and we didn't know, we weren't sure who we were performing with, and again, that's the great thing about workshop, because you're you know, you are performing, but you're essentially also an audience member too, you know, so it's you're hearing these artists sometimes for the first time and getting blown away and then being able to respond. So yeah, pretty great.
They're very
the Americans haven't figured out the workshop thing yet. It's a very much a Canadian phenomenon that I've learned to really, really love.
I didn't realize that. That's interesting because it's such a favorite part for audiences as well, and it's so unique because it's something that you'd never capture that exact moment again.
Yeah, and
that
may never happen again.
Exactly.
That combination of artists may never happen again. So yeah, I agree with you. It's really special.
You got to be willing to maybe have it be a train wreck too. That's part of it. That's part of like the danger, fun of it. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna try to hop in on this. And,
You mentioned that you're working on some new music, and I'm sure you're right in the middle of some busy festival season appearances here. Do you have a website where we can check out your new releases and tour dates?
Yes, that will be www.birdsofchicago.com.
Three W's, it's important.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining me, JT and Allison. You can catch Birds of Chicago on the TV main stage at 7:55 tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing
what
you do.
Tears of rage, tears of grief from Inglewood to Nairobi. We need a super love, need a super lover. Double Dutch and hula hoops, all our fears in loops and loops. We need a super love, need a super lover. All the nights so cold, who among us dreams the dawn? Who could count the flowers in your heart? Every mother far away, that's a super love. I'm a super lover. You can feel it near and far. It fades the moon and blinds the stars. That's a super love. Are you a super lover? Oh, and I so cold. Super love.